Okay, so I'm very excited to have you all attending because this is actually the first time I'm doing this to record something to share. So this is Maria Deasy and this is my Ascension class, and today we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of things that are taking place on the earth plane, in the solar system, and within our bodies right now at this time, especially due to the fact that we're leading up to the 11-11-11 Stargate on Sunday, which is pretty exciting. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about real quick was ascension. And a lot of people seem to be having trouble with that word, with the process of ascension. And if you think about, you know, ascending is to continue to go up, right? Or to rise up, or if you're thinking about an elevator, it would be the up elevator, or taking an escalator, it's going up to the top floor, right? It's the same thing with ascension for the spiritual evolution of humanity. It's our raise to consciousness, raising our consciousness, aligning our vibration to assist with our own spiritual evolution. And it's a step-by-step process. It's not something that can be done very quickly, although there are some people that I know that have had a spontaneous awakening, and that's because they were very deeply asleep prior to their awakening, which might mean that, you know, they were involved in things that were not good for their human aspect itself, and maybe the soul over many, many lifetimes just didn't quite get it or work through whatever it needed to work through. So in this lifetime, it kind of got, you know, heaped together, so to speak, in one lump and all to be worked out in this lifetime. And their soul knew at the time that it was creating the blueprint that it was not going to be a quick and easy fix, or a quick and easy path, because of all the things that it was bringing through as fractals from other existences, from other lifetimes that it needed to work through or work out. And so in this lifetime, because it took on a bigger challenge, it ended up that it needed to have this, you know, kind of abrupt awakening in order to really step into the spiritual awareness. And so those people might have that immediate kundalini activation that, you know, sends sparks flying through their body and puts them in this state of higher knowing. But all of that takes place, you know, within a matter of time. Sometimes it takes place over a couple of days, the awakening, and sometimes it happens very instantaneous, and you almost like stretch out of your body all the way up into the solar system and see the earth and everything that's inhabiting it in its minimal state in this magnitudal way, because now you've expanded your consciousness so significantly into the universe that you feel like you are all there is, or all that, or source yourself, which is that state of unification and oneness, right? But you don't stay there. You come right back down to the earth plane and you have to continue to do your work. So that's some of the ways that people will have a spontaneous activation and all of a sudden, you know, have this major magnitudal awakening. For the rest of us, it requires that we are awakening slowly, going through a step-by-step process. Some of us that, you know, might not get it right away, like myself. When I was young, I knew I was connected. I can remember 4 years old laying in bed and feeling connected to the beings that were in my room, a different multitude, you know, multitude of beings. But then as I got older, because I listened to my parents who were feeding me their programs that they were running, that I couldn't do this. I wasn't supposed to be a tarot card reader or psychic and intuitive, a way shower, multidimensional healer. it ended up that I went in a different direction. And of course, my soul self said, okay, now that you've gone in this other direction, we have to awaken in some way, shape, or form. And that was in 2000 when I had cancer. I went into crisis mode because I wasn't listening prior to that. So we're all having these significant moments, right? And from that moment, it was a slow and gradual procession up into where I am now. It was every day doing something for my soul to feed my human the knowledge that I needed in order to move into my ascension process, okay? And so that part, that aspect is extremely important or was important for my awakening process. So, you know, this is all how spiritual evolution works. It's an up-leveling and it takes time. It's a process that you're going to experience step by step as you go through your unfoldment. It requires a slow and steady pace. Healing is required, right, to clear dense trauma, ancestral patterning, which then will allow you to bring more light into your body. If you think of our body holds a tremendous amount of density. So being that the body holds this tremendous amount of density, it can't possibly fit any light into it if it's holding all of this dense emotional junk, right, that we've collected, the programming, the things that we were told, things like, oh, you can't do that. What makes you think that you could do that for a job? Or what makes you could think you could do that for a living? Or, oh, like me with my guidance counselor, oh, you're not smart enough to, you know, do that. You want to go to college? You know what? You should really just take typing and secretarial. Go for that. That would be so much better for you. And that's what I did because I thought that, you know, he knew me better than I knew me. So I think this is where, you know, we start to align ourselves with our spiritual truth and let go of what other people have told us. When we're healing these old, outdated concepts, programs, and ideas that we have collected, what we're doing is we're making room where there was no room. So if you think of it in a sense of, so take, you know, light coming into your body as a feather, and your body is like a stone because it's collected all of this density, all of this programming, all of this information, and that is kind of, you know, filled the void within your body, filled that space within your body. And so now you want to integrate this beautiful divine light into your body, but you don't really have a way to do that because the feather cannot be jammed into the stone. And so if you wanted to put the feather into the stone, you would have to find a way to do that physically, right? And in that sense, you might have to drill into the stone and make a hole in the stone in order to fit the feather in the stone. And so if you think about your body in that way, your body is really the same thing as the stone wanting to bring in the light, but there's no room. So that's why through this process, we go through the clearing, we go through the healing, we have to move out the distortions, move out the programs, move out the density that we have been storing within our body so that we can raise our vibration and allow ourselves to bring in more light to fill those aspects of ourselves. So that's something that's really important, right, for us to be in that awareness. And one of the key players in this whole role is really our heart center. Our heart center is where our Merkaba resides, right? So our spiritual chariot, if you will, it is our light body. It's where we, for, you know, eons have worked and traveled from. It's only now in our human state of being that we are not capable of accessing it, because when we incarnated with the blueprint that said, well, we're going to shut everything down and make believe that you never existed before, and then you're going to play this game to awaken and see how you do and see if you can figure out what you're really here for. And that's actually what the ascension process is about. And if you think about the heart, you think about activating that Merkaba, that aspect of the self that is your vehicle of light that will move you forward. Then if you think about the light body or the Merkaba, then you think about the divine self, right? And that is oneness and unification. And in the oneness and unification on a planetary scale, then we're also needing to talk about love. And so in order to be one with all things, we need to come into a deep place of love within ourselves first and hold that place of love within ourselves first. And then we can offer that love to everybody else, right? And in order to amplify these aspects of ourselves, we need to pull in crystalline light, which is now very, very active on the earth plane. So one of the things that you can do is when you are doing your meditation and your feet are flat on the floor, you could think about sitting with your feet flat on the floor and actually visualize them being magnetized to the floor, to the earth plane, and then imagining them magnetizing and anchoring 2 feet down below the earth's surface to connect to the crystalline grid that's under the earth's surface right now. And as you're thinking about connecting to that crystalline grid, as a matter of fact, everybody that's listening to this now, if you would just hold that vision in your head as your feet are sitting on the floor and you're relaxing, listening to me, just allow yourself to tune into the soles of your feet. And you might actually find that they are a little tingly or they're vibrating. And just imagine yourself allowing your feet to magnetize to the earth plane, because we are energy. And the earth is energy. So allow your feet to magnetize to the earth plane. And as your feet magnetize, imagine them going down, 2 feet down below the surface, down into the crystalline grid that lays below the earth's surface. And as you connect with the crystalline grid below the earth's surface, I want you to then imagine bringing that beautiful crystalline energy back up through your feet and back through your ankles. And if you just close your eyes and start to visualize this, you'll feel your legs tingling. And just bring that beautiful crystalline energy, that crystalline light, up through your calves and your shins, right up through your thighs, into your hips, right into your seat, bringing it all the way up, right through your torso, through your chakra pillar, right into your heart center. And just hold it into your heart center. And now from your heart center, I want you to visualize from your heart center expanding yourself up through your throat chakra, through your third eye, through your crown chakra. And just visualize your crown chakra expanding up, up, up. Think about it expanding wide, expand, expand, expand. And going up, 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 6 feet at least. Going up through the other dimensions, through the eighth dimension, through 9D, 10D, 11D. 12D, visualize it going up. And as you get to 12D, imagine going a step higher into 13 and punching through the Godhead and connecting to your higher self. And as you connect to your higher self, I want you to envision pulling your higher self now down, back down into your 12th dimensional aspect, your 11th dimension, your 10th dimension, your 9th dimension, your 8th dimension, down into your 7th dimensional crown, through your 3rd eye, down through your throat chakra, right into your heart center. And I want you to imagine your heart center is a cup, pulling your higher self in and filling that cup up, just allowing yourself to be filled with your higher self. And just stay here for a moment. Imagine your higher self filling your entire body, connecting to your higher self, anchoring it in, knowing that your higher self is a part of you in all that you are and all that you do. And just hold this feeling within for a moment, allowing yourself to have this peace, this love, this unification of yourself and your higher self. Feel yourself being activated by your higher self, becoming one with your higher self. And now taking a nice breath into your heart center and breathing out through your heart center and breathing in through your heart center and breathing out through your heart center. And whenever you're ready, you may bring yourself back into your body and the awareness of where you're residing and come back. Come back. Come back knowing that you have unified deeper with your higher self, bringing that aspect within. And that's important because you could do that exercise every day, all day. It's important because we are dealing with the light body integration with the physical body. And as we know, the density that is held when the light body tries to integrate, it creates pain and stress and tension in the physical body. And a lot of this has to do with the energies that are on the earth plane right now. We have a lot of solar shifting through solar flares and G1 storms, geomagnetic storms. We are dealing with the pole shifts, with grid shifts, with the Schumann resonance, which is also electromagnetic energy. And every time it rises, it plays into our electromagnetic field and it creates stress on our bodies. So we have to take into consideration as we are going through this process, we have an option to do it one of two ways. We can do it with grace and ease, or we can fight our way through not wanting to feel what we're feeling as we're raising our vibration, as we're clearing the density from our body. Clearing all of those false beliefs that we have taken in, all of those past patterns that we have made habits in our lives, all of the blueprints that have been printed onto us by family members, friends, loved ones, school, and any old programs that we are running because we believe that is who we are, what we are. So when you think about the pain that we are experiencing in our body, you have to also think about the energetics of the body. And in taking all of this energy in to shift all of those distortions and programs out. We are like that feather in the rock, trying to integrate what feels or seems like it's not possible. And so we have this energetic movement in our body, and they're shifting constantly, and it's creating at times pain, tension, and stress. So it's in those moments where I'm going to say, do not judge yourself for how you're feeling, for what you're feeling. Allow yourself to just go through the process of what it is that you need to work through as you continue to heal your distortions and integrate more light. And the reason that we're working with the crystalline grid is because we are in the time of the Christed light, which is coming from our sun. Solaris is providing that. And it is through the heart that we align with Christ consciousness or crystalline consciousness. And through this, we have a heart awakening, which can feel like palpitations, but it also allows for us to go deeper and expand deeply into ourselves and share ourselves at a greater level. It allows us to hold more light, which then allows us to integrate more deeply into our ascended state of being, our oneness with all things. And it helps us actually transmute more light and clear our distortions in our body. And this is all through Christ consciousness. And it can also activate some aspects within ourselves as it comes in. The Christed light or crystalline light is mostly around the neck and the shoulder area. It could also be in the head. I do know some people that have felt it in the feet. I have felt it in my feet and have had a lot of trouble with the soles of my feet in walking. I know some people who are having star particles develop, and for those in my class, you know, we've talked about those before. Those are little crystals coming to the surface, and it might feel like a grain of sand. It can appear. I've had one or two on my face. It could feel like a grain of sand. I know some people who have them in their scalp. I know other people who have them on the soles of their feet. They materialize, the little crystals, the star particles, wherever they have to clear out of the body, clearing out distortions. And so if you're dealing with those, it's because your stress levels are that much higher and you're not allowing for as much integration with allowing light through, which is a very important part of this. One of the reasons that a lot of us are feeling it right in the back of our neck in that indentation where the mouth of God is, because that's also the area within the body where light codes enter. So those little energetic thumbprints for each of us, they hang out in our aura until we are ready to take them in and integrate them. And so if we're not in a place of allowing and we are in resistance because we are in fear of what we're feeling or how our body is responding to our ascension process, our spiritual evolution, those light codes may be held out in our aura, making our aura feel heavier because we're not yet capable of taking them into our body so that they can activate those little switches that need to be turned on. And help us with recover our divine presence and that essence of who we truly are, which is also part of that whole unification process, right? When I was going through my unification process about 3 years ago, I kept waking up to that in the morning, and I would hear my guides repeating it over and over, hearing myself repeating, unification, 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 and then became unification process, just because they didn't want me to forget it as I was waking up so that I knew what it was that I was dealing with. Part of this awakening process are these 11-11 codes that we're seeing again coming up, because if you think of ones are like an on switch, flipping a switch on within the body, and a zero represents an off switch. Well, nothing we do has any zeros in it because we're wanting to flip on. So these 1111 codes are on switches. So if you think of the 111111 stargate, that's going to be active, like at its fullest potential, because it's already opened about a week ago. It's coming in on Sunday, and it's going to be in its most active state. So this is something that's going to be very, very powerful for all of us. That 1111 stargate is going to activate our 11 mastery code within ourselves and allow us to really step into all that we are at our highest level, allowing us to really understand ourselves from a deeper level if we can move past all judgments and resistance. It will allow us to expand through our mind, through the brain, which is like command central. And when we have that expansion, sometimes we'll have headaches, we'll have migraines, we might find we have sinus pressure, we might find that we have, you know, very high frequency pitches in our ears. So ringing in the ears is very common. But this is where we're moving into a more quantum state of being, which is more of our multidimensional aspect itself. I have, you know, some of my clients that I'm working with who have started having visions of a multidimensional state of being where they're looking at things as if they have a set of 3D glasses on, because everything is popped out and become distorted in their visual field. And what that requires is that requires you to get back into your present moment state of being, ground yourself to the crystalline grid, and allow yourself to stay out of judgment. It's just another shift that the body is going through as the body awakens more to operating outside of the third dimensional realm, because 3D has been something that we've existed in for all of our lifetimes. We were not born into another dimension. We were born into 3D, which holds density, it holds polarity, duality. So we're not used to experiencing ourselves as a multidimensional being. We're used to experiencing the heaviness that comes with third dimension. And third dimensional reality playing out around us is form. The higher states of being, the more elevated states of being require that we operate from our heart center. So now you might be noticing that it's, you know, shifting you in such a way that you're coming more into your heart center. And as you're coming more into your heart center, you're noticing that you're holding more love on a day-to-day basis. And then there are moments where you go maybe into a store and the store has people in it that are still operating out of 3D because they're not aligned to their work. And for that moment, you're starting to feel yourself becoming agitated or cranky. Or maybe you're at your job and the people that you're working with that are around you are not holding a higher state of consciousness, and they're holding that 3D aspect, which no longer resonates with you because your body is anchoring more light and you're expanding into fourth dimensional consciousness and sometimes fifth dimensional consciousness when you're in that vibration of love. And so you're finding it hard to be in those places because it pulls you down because it weighs heavier than the higher vibrations, right? So it's pulling you down into that third density. And when you pop down into that third density, you are experiencing then what those individuals are experiencing, which is somewhat uncomfortable for you. And so you might notice that shift in that moment and not realize or understand how come you're not feeling so aligned in that moment. And it's because you've actually dipped your toe back into third dimension again. So the most powerful thing about this particular stargate that's opening this year and why it's more potent than any other year's 1111 stargate opening is because this is the stargate that activated light workers on the Earth plane 7 years ago, right? And for me, seven holds a spiritual aspect for it. So when I see a seven or a 7-7 or a 7-7-7 or four sevens, for me, that's like my guide saying, yes, Maria, you know, stay in spiritual alignment or spiritual activation. Or when I see four sevens, for me, four sevens means that I'm up leveling to another spiritual level of my own consciousness. Okay. So if you think about 7 years ago, seven is a very spiritual number. And so 7 years ago, light workers were called into service. So very, very powerful, very, very important, because that's when this whole thing started to really come to the surface. It was 2011 in October, and it was the year prior to the whole 2012 shift where we were looking at, wow, what's going to happen in 2012 as we all come into this new alignment, this new state of being, right? And as I said, 11 is a mastership code. It's evolving beyond duality. It's unification of yourself and also aligning and unifying with the others around you. It's also an equalizer. So it's asking us to look at ourselves in other ways, returning to our authentic state of being, recalibrating our DNA and allowing ourselves to shift. It's working through our immune system. That's why so many people are getting the spiritual flu. Frequency light upgrade, FLU, frequency light upgrade. It's also working through our nervous system, right? And it's doing this from the inside out. So a lot of people are experiencing a whole host of anomalies cropping up within the physical body. And that's because this is actually working through our nervous system from the inside out, rewriting our DNA on a day-to-day basis. We're being asked to let go in order to receive more. We're detoxing. Many, many people are noticing that they're having some major situations with detoxing, whether they're breaking out or they're getting the itchies, right, from the star particles coming out through the skin. We're having a cellular rewrite along with the nervous system. So on a cellular level, our cells are rewriting themselves as we're coming more into our spiritual state of being. DNA is upgrading. A lot of this, the DNA, we keep hearing about the 12 strands of DNA, right? Well, those strands that are activating are actually on the outside in the etheric field around the body. They're not the inner DNA, right? Because that inner DNA is in our physical body. The best thing we can do is stop fighting our process. Just surrender. Surrender, accept it, allow yourself to just be. And in that process of allowing yourself to just be, you can then manifest exactly what it is that you want to manifest in your life, right? This is really, really important for you in order to move yourself forward. Very, very important that we all operate in a way that is very self-serving. I know that that has always been, a phrase that has held negativity to it, but we want to serve ourselves first so that we could serve everyone around us. It's super important for us to be doing that, you know, in all aspects of who we are. And so now we are also working in a time where we have just come into activating the threefold flame. And somebody had mentioned today on my post when I shared that she was just called to service by Saint Germain to start working with the threefold flame, doing her own classes and activations and stuff. And the threefold flame is about marrying all aspects of our original divine blueprint together, right? The divine mother, the divine father, and the divine child. It's all those aspects. Christ, God, source, creator energies, all creator energies mixed in. We are creator beings. We're in co-creation with each other, co-creation within ourselves. We're looking at our higher self aspect integrating into our physical reality. But the truth is that while everybody is talking about one higher self aspect, it's not just one. There are multiple of higher selves that we can integrate and pull into ourselves. Okay, so we're just in the precipice, in the beginning of getting to that level where we are then going to be seeing multi aspects of ourself. And this is where our multidimensional self comes into play. Because as we align to our higher self and we anchor in one higher self, continuing to clear the distortions and pull in more light and anchor more light, we'll be anchoring in and pulling in more of our higher selves. And you know, the threefold flame is all about the Trinity. It's all about the unification, right? Being, mostly. Very, very important, right? Being in union. It's all about unification, being in union with yourself. No separation anymore, right? Taking care of yourself in every aspect, in everything that you do. Partnerships. Partnering with yourself first before you partner with other people, making sure that you have everything that you need before you partner or engage with somebody else. Very, very important, right? So the threefold flame is asking us to come more fully into our own love. It's asking us to come more into our own wisdom. And it's also giving us the power to be our own manifester, to manifest and co-create with the universe everything that we desire, okay? And at the end of this, I'm going to give you a tool to help you with that, and we're going to do some playful exercises with that. So this is why the threefold flame is very important. And for those of you that are familiar with my work, when I ask you to put your hands on your heart and feel your heart, and love yourself, especially when you're laying down at night. This is so critically important to us that we come into the center of our heart in every way, shape, or form. Very, very important. Another aspect of the heart that's activating right now is the diamond light codes for our diamond heart, okay? And that assists in our ability to see and observe all through our multidimensional self. Because if you think about the heart center, again, the heart center is all about love. It's about unity consciousness. Okay, so that's very, very important. Let's see. What else did I not cover? Okay, so now I think what we're going to do is we're going to talk about what's happening in the solar system and why it's important to know what's taking place there, because it's not just all of this energy that's coming in, it's also what's taking place in the solar system. So right now today, we have Uranus going back into Aries. It's retrograding back into Aries, right? So when something retrogrades, it slows down, steps back. Going back into Aries from Taurus. It was in Taurus. Now it's going back into Aries. And Uranus is the great awakener, right? It's expect the unexpected. Unexpected good, unexpected bad. We are also seeing some interplay in a trine situation, which would be like a triangle type of thing, with Jupiter and Uranus, right? And Jupiter for me is always like gifts. It's like the rich uncle coming to visit that brings you gifts, a lot of money and gifts and fun stuff, right? So that's Jupiter for me as I look at it that way. And so Jupiter and Uranus are interacting with the North Node and the South Node in this trine situation. And I'm not an astrologer, but I do follow astrology. And what it's doing is it's creating an opportunity for us to clear any kind of karmic ties that we might have. And a lot of this can be past life. It could also be, you know, from past years that we have had karma with somebody and now that's going to come back to clear. About relationships from our past resurfacing, reconnecting with us in order to clear up anything that has not been cleared up or was left hanging or ended the wrong way. So you can expect that to be coming back too. Tomorrow, very exciting. We have a new moon in Scorpio, right? Scorpio is all about intuition, psychic ability. It's also about hidden secrets and agendas. And it's also about sex and sexuality and sensuality. And it's also about transformation. So it's bringing us new beginnings and new starts, which is definitely for me what I'm feeling, especially with this new house that I've been blessed to be able to share with my friend. And it's creating the opportunity for us to go into our work at a deeper level for healing, for all of those things that we previously talked about. It's also going to create some circumstances surrounding finances. In some cases, it will be fixing financial issues that we've been struggling with. And in other instances, it will be bringing us financial rewards or financial gains. It's also going to be having us look at our higher purpose, right? So if we've been wanting to do that and have kept putting it off, this is the time now you might feel propelled forward to do that and look at your higher purpose. It's also going to allow us to become more spiritually aligned within ourselves, especially to those of us that are doing our work and already feeling more highly aligned. It's a time to face your spiritual truth, right? The truth about where you want to go for those who might be recognizing that certain aspects of your life are not serving you anymore and you want to move on to something else. It might be bringing that aspect to light for you so that you can make that shift for yourself without fear. And again, I'm going to give you some tools at the end. We're going to work with those to help assist in this area. And it's really going to insist that you begin to look at your life as if the dream life that you've always desired is the one that you are living in this current moment. I think that's going to be the most important aspect out of all of this in order for us to go forward and manifest the things that we really, really desire in our lives. So let me just go over a few quick things with you that I want to give you as tools, and then I'm going to open it up to some questions and have you guys interact here. So one of the things that, you know, if you've been in my classes, you know, I love to do is work with numbers, and I am seeing 144 all over the place. I mean, my emails are constantly at 144, no matter how many times I delete them. I could delete 10, 15 out of my bin and it goes right back up to 144 in a matter of like an hour. It's the most amazing thing I've ever experienced in my life. It was on an account number the other day. 444, which is the number of responsibility, has also been huge for me. And so we're still activating the 22222222, which is another activation code, and that's all coming into this ascension, the heart-related stuff, the divine codes. And then, of course, 144 is avatar consciousness, right? It's that state of Christed consciousness that we're all ascending to, that unification process. And then, of course, our favorite friend, which is 1111. And so the 1111 is also the great wakener, the awakening to mastery, the mastery code of 11, right? The great teacher, the student always comes into themselves as a teacher at some point. So these are the codes that really, really resonate with me right now. 144, 22, 22, 11, 11. When you see these codes, I want you to look at them and I want you to think about light switches flipping on in your body. I want you to think about activate, 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 say it, feel it, see it, bring it in. Imagine wrapping yourself in that code, in that blanket. So very powerful, because every time you do, you're getting an activation. And just by us talking to them now, you're all receiving this activation now. Okay, so that's something that's really important. At bedtime, I want you to start making a habit at bedtime. You're going to get two tools tonight for working at bedtime. Okay, and the reason I'm choosing bedtime for you guys is because when we are working at bedtime, we are in a place of being in the in-between. We're not here in the conscious realm of our reality, but we're not yet in that higher realm either, right? We're somewhere in that subconscious realm, and the subconscious can then be connected to, spoken to, encouraged to make some changes and shifts. So at bedtime, I would like you to come up with some kind of process, some kind of written process for you to read to yourself at night, or perhaps record it on your phone, or maybe when I have some time, I'll record it for you. But I want you to begin with some beautiful, deep breathing, letting yourself relax as you're starting to get ready for your bedtime, knowing that you're going to be falling asleep. And as you're doing this relaxation, I want you to pull your energy back to you. And I want you to imagine that your energy has reached out to wherever you've been that day, and you've left it wherever you've been that day, because we don't think to take our energy back and move that energy back into our body. So as you are going about your day-to-day, leaving your energy all these places, at night when you go to bed, I want you to imagine calling it back. And you can say this: I call my energy back into my body, puritized and divinitized in its pureness, coming back, being restored with me, within me, as one. And just bring it. Doesn't that feel nice already? Like, we haven't even really officially done it. It's not bedtime. But just to have that feeling of calling your energy back where it belongs, it's just like love. It's like loving your body, because you're bringing it all back in. You're puritizing it, divinitizing it, blessing it, and bringing it back in its purity. And then you are in your state of wholeness. And the next thing that I want you to do is I want you to bring in crystalline light right into your heart center. And I just want you to think about bringing in those diamond light codes, right? So that's how we're going to bring in the crystalline light. In this case, we're not going to sit with our feet on the floor. We're just going to think of a diamond light. I want you to think of that diamond light, bring it right into your heart center, and activate and light up your heart center. And then I want you to ask that all aspects of your body align with what has already taken place, what is in your highest, most divine, best aligned outcome. And you're all getting this recording, so you don't have to go crazy trying to write this down. Just saying. And then if you decide you'd like to remember your dreams, I want you to include that too. and ask to remember your dreams, allowing myself to wake up remembering all of my dreams. And upon waking up, knowing that my day has been divinely orchestrated and divinely planned for my highest outcome. And I want you to all just take that in for a moment and just let yourself sit with that. And you might even notice that your body is beginning to hum and buzz as you're taking all of that in, as your higher self is allowing you to align more fully with that information, as you're receiving it into your body, and you are already being activated by it. And so the last tool that we're going to do is a tool called scripting, which is a very, very powerful tool. And I like to do this tool, this particular, it's really like journaling, but it's really scripting. I like to do this at night just before I do my nightly relaxation ritual, which I just gave you. And so with scripting, what we're going to do is we're going to start creating our best life, okay? And I've been using this over the course of the last few days to shift my energetic vibration away from some stuff that was pulling me in a direction I didn't want to go, that was really beyond my control, outside of the realm of my scope, right? And so this really uses the law of vibration and the law of resonance, right? So what you are attracting into your world is what you're vibrating at and what you're resonating at. And so if you think about that, we want to resonate and vibrate at a higher level so that we can attract in those things that are at a higher level and not call in things that are going to keep us stuck, okay? So one of the most important things here is to set that intention. One of the best times to set that intention is, of course, at nighttime. And so what we're going to do is I want you to all find a blank piece of paper, right, without lines, just like this, all right? And what you're going to do is you're going to take that piece of paper, and at the very top of the paper, across the top of it, you're going to write my ideal life, right? My ideal life. And then you're going to make a column. And so we're going to use both sides of the column. So let me explain. On the left side of the column, you're going to write what I don't want. And the reason we're starting with what I don't want is because most of the time we're not really sure what we do want, right? So if we start what we don't want, then it makes it easier for us to figure out what we do want. And we're letting the universe know, hey, I don't want this, right? So if you think about it in these terms, like let's say that you're looking for a new job, right? And you are not really sure what you want to call in for that job. You just know that you want a new job that's better than where you are right now. It would probably be easier for you to start out with what you don't want. Look at what you have now. What is it that's in your life now that is not really in your highest best alignment, and say, I don't want this anymore, right? So with an old job, you might not want to work with people that are not spiritually aligned. So the first thing would be, I don't want to work with people who are not spiritually aligned. The next thing might be, I don't want to work with people who are not nice and respect me. Right? So that's how you would go through writing what you don't want. And then on the other side, you're going to write what I do want. And so maybe what you'll do then is look at what you didn't want. So in the first scenario, I don't want to work with people who are not spiritually aligned, right? So on your do want, what you do want side, you're going to write, I do want to work with people who are spiritually aligned. And then the second one was, I don't want to work with people who are not nice, who don't respect me. So on the side where you do want, you're going to write, I do want to work with people who are very nice, who respect me, who respect my boundaries, who value my input and value me as a worker. Do you guys see how that goes? Okay. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to start this list, and I want you to have my ideal life, and on the left side what I don't want, and on the right side what I do want. And I want you to write that list every single night, and I want you to start writing it out every night. And on the back side of your paper, I want you to write, I am so excited. And then I want you to write what you're excited about. It doesn't matter, it could be anything, right? I am so excited because I recognize that I used my intuition today. I am so excited because I got a promotion at work. I am so excited because I made an amazing new friend. Whatever it is, and I want you to write the things that you're excited about. I am excited at the thought of becoming abundant in every area of my life. Do you guys see that? And so I want you to make that list, and I want you to try to do that at night. And if you can't do it at night, do it in the morning. And this little journaling exercise will really take it to the next level for you, because it's really helping you to anchor into the universe what you don't want, what you do want, and what you feel excited about. So for instance, I've been doing it the last couple of days because, like I said, I've had some challenges. I bought Merlin and Pearl to live with me in the new house because my ex didn't want to keep them. And the first day they were here, they spent a bunch of time in the house, and then they wanted to go out, and it's been 5 days and they haven't come back. So I am feeling very challenged with the fact that, although, you know, it's their journey and their path, and I'm okay with it. I'm not upset. I'm not angry. I'm not crying. You know, for whatever it is, this is their journey too. This is, you know, and so they know where I am, And when they're done doing whatever it is that they're doing, hopefully they come home. And if not, I hope they find a wonderful new home or go to the place that they were meant to be in if they weren't meant to be with me anymore. So, you know, just little things like that and dealing with being in a new environment. And then also, you know, using it at my office and manifesting things that I need. And so I've been using it the last couple of days for what I don't want, because I didn't realize what I didn't want anymore, right? And that helped me understand and clarify what I do want, which is more abundance, so I can continue to afford to live in this house and run my life and enjoy, you know, what I've been doing. And in whatever fashion it's going to be. And so as I was doing that, gracefully exiting my office, because I gave my office notice a week ago, I just kept seeing this vision of them shifting away from, you know, the space from the travel agency. And they actually called me today. Now talk about abundance, right? So this is how this works. So they called me today and they said to me, we know that you're going to be out by the end of the month and that you're working off of your security deposit, right? Because they were gracious enough. I didn't even have to say anything to them. They, you know, just knew that. They're very, very kind people. And I've loved working with them. And they love working with me, obviously. But they said to me, could we ask you for a favor? And I said, sure, what's up? And they said to me, so we are wondering if you could leave a week early, because we're actually turning everything over to people who want to run an insurance business. And the small office that we have is not aligned to them, and they like your office much better. But they need that week to hook everything up and get established, and we will make it worth your while because we'll give you back a month rent. Abundance! So I was ecstatic, and they were happy that I was willing to comply. So I will be leaving in 2 weeks as opposed to 3 weeks. And so I'm just really totally excited to be able to do that. And you know, when it's been coming to me that my universe is looking for me to move this very fast, and I know I don't want to take all my books with me, so I'll be gifting some of those and getting rid of my books, you know, via gifting those books and my crystals and other, you know, stuff that I have in there. So this is just really an exciting time of shift and change and just allowing myself to embrace all that is unfolding without fear and stepping into my higher aligned self so that I could just be in good flow in this moment, knowing that that's, you know, what needs to take place. So it works. So if you work it, it works. And it was like 3 days I did this. 3 days I started doing it. It started to work. I had terrific pain in my knees yesterday all day as we were being very, very heavily activated with energy yesterday. Really seriously, you could ask Beth, it kind of put me in, I mean, I was in bed early yesterday, and I never go to bed early, but I could not function. I was non-functioning, and I just knew that I could not stay up and work. So I went to bed and I slept, I don't know, 12 hours, I think. And when I woke up today, the pain was completely gone from my knees because I had integrated whatever energy I needed to integrate through sleeping. You can't do it any other way. It's got to be through sleeping, unfortunately. And I know for you guys that, you know, have to work and everything, you have to find your time to just allow yourself to be and integrate, because that's really where the healing is going to happen in all of this. So I just want to say that. So that's pretty much it for me. So what I'd like to do now is I'd like to open it up to any kind of questions, and I'm going to give each of you, and isn't it funny, we have 11 participants. You gotta love it, you know, 11 participants. I mean, many more bought the recording, but for the purpose of this call, yeah, I think that's pretty cool that we have 11 online right now. And so all of those that couldn't be with us because it was too short a notice or they had other obligations are going to receive the call after that. So, all right. So I want to open it up. So if somebody has a question that they want to ask or something that they need to share, please, let me know. Kate, you unmuted yourself?
I know. I felt like I was going to have something to say.
Okay. Let's start with you.
So how long do you know how long this tired wave is going to last?
Unfortunately, it's indefinite. We have a ton of photonic light coming through, and photonic light is what creates this sleepiness. And let me just say this since we're talking about this. Everybody is on an individual path, right? So if we have, 8 billion people in the world, 8 billion people are on their own individual path. No two are going to be identical, right? So I'm speaking to a psychic medium friend in the UK these days, and he says to me, my gosh, I'm like an ever ready rabbit. I can't sit down. I've got all this ball of energy and everything else. And I'm like, really? That's great for you, because I just want to go to my bed and sleep, but I have to teach tonight. And, you know, you could knock me over right now with a feather, because I'm like in la la land. We are going to see this, those of us that are feeling foggy, groggy, sleepy, all of that. It's going to be a long time, because the photonic light coming in is necessary to our bodies. For those of us that are feeling sleepy, that are feeling foggy, groggy, it's necessary to our bodies in order to integrate, help us integrate all of the light codes that we're taking in, which are going to up-level us and activate us in new ways for an expanded consciousness, okay? And others who are receiving gamma are receiving gamma because they're at a different level of this particular shift, all right? So I can tell you that, 3 years ago when I was integrating, I was knocked out cold, flat. Beth will tell you, because we were friends back then, and I was in bed for 3 months solid. Mm-hmm. It started the second, shake your head, yes, Beth, mm-hmm. right? Three months worth. I was in bed from October, the second week in October, the beginning of the second week in October, right through, I think I woke up on New Year's Eve and I called her and I said, I'm being called to the Shrine of the Blessed Mother out east, and it was freezing, bitter cold, rainy, everything else, and I have to go because I'm being called out there. So no matter what condition I'm in, you have to bring me. And we did. And she came to me and said she was my new master guide, and that, and what happened was, for those of you that know Alicia, her ex-boyfriend who passed away came to me during that time and connected her with me so that she could do her healing work. And that's when I really like activated to all of this and understood my purpose at a higher level. So, so it happens in the way that it's supposed to happen. And when sometimes, like me, I needed to be flat on my back, and that's where I was for 3 months. So, if you're dealing with any kind of illness or any kind of physical issues within your body, it's a rewiring your body is going through, and you need to just get out of your way as far as judgment is concerned and just let yourself have this time. If you're feeling sleepy, Kate, I'm going to just tell you, get your best blanket and pillow and your nice warm jammies and whatever you need, hot cocoa, whatever it is that's going to make you feel good, and just without any judgment, sleep, because that's what's needed. Does that make sense? Yeah, sometimes we don't have a choice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. There's just so many other things on my to-do that I just, and I come home and I'm like, I'm just so tired. Usually I'm a night person, but now I'm just come home and I'm like, I just don't want to do anything.
Yeah, because you're going to shift. You're going to have an up-leveling. So you need to have that downtime to integrate. So don't judge, you know, and that stuff will be around to do at another time. Right now you're working on your spiritual body, on your light body. Yeah, it's huge. So good for you.
Thanks.
All right. Anybody else? If you have a question.
Yeah. If you're not experiencing that kind of fatigue, like your friend in the UK, does that mean you're not integrating? What does that mean?
Nope. What that means is...
It's just affecting you differently?
Yep. When gamma comes through, gamma is integrating different aspects, right? So each energy interplays within the body in a different way. And when gamma is coming through, gamma is restructuring or rewiring the circuitry in a different way than photonic light. Photonic light is integrating the healing aspects of the body. Gamma is activating higher learning, different aspects of the body, right? So it's, for me, it's usually gamma is like when I feel supercharged and I'm really alert and everything is just floating into my little brain and I feel like I know things and I know everything and everything is coming online and, you know, whereas photonic light, you can't talk to me because I'm really multidimensional and I'm like, you know, Mr. Magoo in 10,000 different ways. And it's very hard to keep my attention focused on any one thing.
And the reason I ask is, the main reason I ask is because I've been dealing with chronic fatigue for over 20 years. And I feel the fatigue, but I don't feel any different fatigue. I just feel the same that I've always felt. That's why. But the other question I have is, you were talking about the numbers, and you know that I see them all the time because I've been posting them, and I've been seeing them a lot lately. The ones you mentioned, the 144 and all that. Mm-hmm. If we post them in the class, in the Ascension Alchemy class.
Yes.
Did I just say that right?
Yep. Yeah.
When others look at that in the class, do they get activated too?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was thinking to myself, as I said once before, I see them a lot, and I'm thinking I'm posting these, and people are going to be like, "All right, we get it." You know, you see all of that. But I'm thinking, but if other people get activated when I put it up there, then I'll continue to.
Yeah, you're all activating each other.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Yep. That's you're all activating each other when you're seeing it, you're taking it in. And you have to remember too, there's an aspect of that whole thing, the interplay with you guys doing that in the groups, because what that's doing is that's allowing you to support each other, unifying. So those that are not doing it are not gaining access to that aspect of themselves as much as those that are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it is. It's all about unifying, right? Unifying to support each other. So when you see it and you can post it, post it. If you see it and you can't post it, then don't post it. But, you know, when you do that, you're actually, you know, helping yourself shift into that unification process faster.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This may sound some of the terms that you use, because I, you know, there are people that have been in the class a lot longer than I have, and some of the terms that you use, I listen to, maybe simple for others, but some of the things I don't know that I totally understand. When you say, what does it mean to hold space for? I guess the collective, or that I don't think I fully understand that. If I'm holding space for something, so holding healing,
so you're opening your heart. and you're holding that heart space, right? Mm-hmm. So you're holding, it's like you're holding love for mm-hmm. that shift to occur without having to have the need to make that shift occur.
Okay.
Because you have to remember, not everything is in our doing, right? So right. if somebody is requiring healing, mm-hmm. you know, everybody, because the old light worker way was, oh, I'm going to send healing. I'm going to send this. I'm going to send that.
Right.
And, you know, that's the old mentality. That's a very third dimensional way of seeing things.
Right.
But when you say I'm holding space, you're holding an open heart for that person to be able to help heal themselves or shift themselves because you're holding them in love.
Ah, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You're holding the space for them to make the shift.
Okay.
Because we cannot do any of that for anybody. They have to do it for themselves, right? So even, I'm going to just say this, even the term healer is a third dimensional term. Because in order to be a healer, somebody has to be what? Wounded, broken, a victim. Do you hear the interplay in the terms?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm a healer. Well, that's very powerful, isn't it? Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm a healer, then I need something to heal.
Okay.
Just take that in. Breathe. Because it's a very very third dimensional term, healer. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it from the God perspective, from Source, right? See, a lot of people throw, oh, I'm a healer around without really understanding what that term means.
Well, I saw the other day a sign. I was at an event and there was a participant who was using that title.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought to myself, I don't know. It just struck me in a different way. It just seemed that I thought, aren't we all?
We all are. That's what I'm saying.
You know. So I said, yeah. why advertise that mm-hmm. that way in this particular way? To me, it was, you know, this particular way it was done.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't sit well with me.
Well, I'm not saying that we should not use the term healer. What I'm saying is if you look at it in its context, right?
Mm-hmm.
If someone is a healer, then they're a healer of something. And if you're going to heal something, then that means that something needs healing. And if something needs healing, that means something is not right or broken.
Mm-hmm.
So, I myself have been working through this or struggling with figuring out what I really want to call myself, because as mm-hmm. I am shifting and ascending myself, the term healer does not resonate with me anymore.
Well, and I would, when we have our next one-on-one, I will share with you exactly the way it was worded and what I saw.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So as not to, you know.
No, I get it. But that's what holding space means. So for me, mm-hmm. when I say, you know, I don't even say I'm sending healing anymore. I'm just going to hold space for them to make the shift, right? I'm going to hold the vibration of love, holding open space for them to make their own healing happen, because we can't heal anybody else.
So okay.
They have to want to heal themselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Anybody else have any questions? Ro?
Hi. What I want to say, I love your nail polish.
Thank you.
I'm staring at you the whole time, and there's like, like in your eyes, it seems like there's another person or something. It's green. And like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I know I've seen this on TV, but it's like, I don't know if anyone else sees it. There's like your eyes, and then there's like another eyeball of like a hazel green color.
Oh, that's so interesting you said that, because
it's like I've seen it like in this animation, not like a cartoon,
yeah,
or whatever it is. And as I'm talking, I'm laughing because like you're turning into like this other.
I noticed it too at our last session.
Too? Like I don't know what it's called. Like somebody on TV, there's the big eyes and the, but it's not a cartoon.
Avatar.
No, it's not like a whatever. But I'm like, it's like, I don't even know if it's a person, right? But like, I can't explain it. But it's nothing bad. But I'm just seeing this hazel, and I'm laughing because in my mind, because it looked right now it happened, right, Bob?
Yeah.
Did you guys catch it? In this. Wait, I'm facing you, so it's this eye. No. I'm telling you what I'm seeing.
Well, you're true.
Isn't it just the computer screen reflecting?
I don't think so. Because I see it deep inside her eyes. It's like embedded inside the eyeball.
No, but it's happening again, right? That's so weird. Look at that. Mike. It's freaking me out now. What's happening is I am the place around my eye, like, so your pupil, and then you have your iris, right?
Mm-hmm.
My iris is actually from my pupil, it's mm-hmm. starting to spread out and become golden. It's the weirdest thing. And you know who pointed it out the other day? Mary pointed it out to me.
Oh, okay.
She's like, your eyes are freaking crazy because they just shifted like overnight and have all of this gold around the pupil now. So now that's another aspect to, you know, ascension, from what I understand from this woman who's a, you know, one of the ascended beings who does stuff with binary numbers, binary code. But she was saying that when you go through this shift, and I'm not even sure what it is, I have to read up on it. But I just heard it the other day because I thought, you know, that's kind of crazy. But then she was like, no, the color around your iris changes, and it spreads out and becomes more gold. The more light you integrate and the higher you elevate in your ascension. So, yeah, it's interesting.
So my question is, it like started yesterday. I'm feeling like energy around me, or like say in the house, whatever. But it is, it could be like even when energy is like a heavy and I don't recognize it right away, I go into like a fear state. And I'm like, well, what could be behind me? Like, why do I feel very uncomfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went insane, I sage my house, I call the, you know, whatever. Like, I don't know what this, and it could be all the downloads, but I'm not familiar with that because I'm new with this, like working with you. So I don't know like what it is, but it doesn't feel comfortable. That's the thing, like to me. But then it could be that fear kicking in, like
I think it's the fear because you're not sure of what is taking place. And I want you to get out of your head that you are taking in or being connected to by any negative entities. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not picking that up in your energy field at all. As a matter of fact, there's a huge amount of light around you. I feel like you know, are definitely shifting up again. You have to let that go. That fear needs to go.
Yeah, I was like, what? It just didn't feel right. It's been happening yesterday, and it comes in waves.
Where is it feeling? In your heart center? Is it like a
heart? Maybe outside, or just coming. I don't even know how to explain it. And I'll go, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I just feel it. I don't know where.
What are you feeling, though?
Like, it doesn't feel right.
Like what?
To me, like, maybe. I don't want to say the word bad, because I mean, when I don't understand an energy, right, because that's what I'm here for, uh-huh. is fear. So when I had that strong energy, like just say the first time Padre came, it was so strong. I was like, whoa, what's that? I mean, well, that's such a golden. So I don't know if it's good or it's, well, I don't want to say that.
Did you ask who it is? Who is this?
No, I just, you know, and even sitting here, I'm like, I felt it heavy, like breathing, and then it went away in my mind. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just.
So, you know, sometimes it, you know, I have to say when Archangel Metatron came through the first time, because that's sacred geometry as we're creating our light body, he comes through very, very heavy presence, very, very strong. He's no games, no BS. You know, right. So if you really have to get into the habit of asking who's there, and they have to tell you, and you will say to them, you have to tell me if you're malevolent or benevolent, and if you're a malevolent being, you must leave. That's all. You're allowing fear to operate right. In your physical presence. Don't do that. You are always in control.
And then my friend said, oh, I think it's because you got hit with the flood and that water was very turbulent. So I was, you know, say, because I was like, what could this, you know, be? And then, you know, I was saying to myself, I should have faith, you know, that I am protected. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I did sage the house and burnt some frankincense and stuff like that and did what we do. But it's still happening. So like I said, even when, like you're saying, it's an archangel, if I'm not familiar with it, right away I kick into, like, why am I the fear? Like,
well, you have to stop doing that.
So then just close my eyes and say, what is this?
Yeah. And you have to ask immediately, who is this? Just be like that. Like if somebody called you on the phone you and they didn't say anything right away, you'd be like, who is this? Listen, right. Hanging up if you don't tell me. And then it's the same thing in the spiritual world. You're always in command. You're always in control. And universal law, they have to let you know if they're malevolent or benevolent. They have to let you know. And if they're malevolent, you send them away. Once you realize your power, you will not have this issue anymore.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed because, like, working like with who I work with, I right away should have been in, it was like nothing could talk, but it was just so strong. Like I, even here when during the class, I was like I couldn't breathe, you know what I mean? And then the wave goes away. So I was saying, well, maybe they're integrating me or somebody's work. I don't know.
Well, why don't you ask? You have to ask. Get into the habit of asking. My number one rule, you have to ask who's around you. Okay.
And one more other question is short. You know, in what I do, in my, like, I would go back and forth of putting on my cards. So I had this, that, and now I have divine trance healer. Now I'm going, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't. What other?
No, that's not what that.
No, but I get what you're saying. Like, what else would I, because I'm not a teacher.
It's not time to take the word healer out of our vocabulary. I was just using it as an example.
Well, what could, down the line, what could we say? Like when we're ready to, like,
when I figure that out, because I'm in the process of looking into that myself, I will definitely let you know. So do not start getting all crazy.
Look at Elizabeth laughing at me.
I was just using it as an example. Just, you know, for the purpose of showing a third dimensional distortion. There's thousands of them. If I told you, you know, half of them, you would want to change your life immediately, and you can't do that, right? I still have multidimensional healer on my page. Because people will not relate to you if you change the word healer. They won't know what to do because that's what they're used to.
Maria, if I may, I know I brought it up before, Ro, and I brought it up because it was the way that it was used. It was not just, and I could say to Maria, when I have my session with Maria, I'll tell her the way it was written, the way I saw it, didn't sit well with me. It just didn't feel right, you know, and that's what I meant.
It wasn't me, Bob. I'm joking.
Well, there's a lot of other things for you, Ro, but we'll talk about that later.
behind the scenes in Ro.
Oh, I got a whole book, Ro.
Bob, are you? Bob, are you?
All right, easy, guys.
I'm going on mute.
All right, Rose, so did we answer your question?
I'm going like this to Bob, you can't go away. Yes, I was just very, and then so like now on the 11th is a day to really write that and manifest everything we want.
Yes.
But we're going to start tonight on that paper. Nope.
Not just on the 11th, start tonight.
Yeah, tonight writing on the paper. And is there any special way, like they always say, you have to be, and I hope they say the word right, specific in how you write it to the detail. Does it have to be that way?
No. Nope.
Just be like, thank you for all the clients you're sending me this week, but then they're saying you should be specific, name how many.
No. Nope, we don't care. We just want the universe to know that we're grateful for the abundance of clients they're sending us.
Okay.
As we anchor it into our energetic vibration, we're going to be streaming it so hot and heavy that we're going to be on overdrive, and the universe is just going to keep sending us clients. You understand what I'm saying? You're in critical mass manifestation. So you're getting into your head again with that third dimensional stuff. Don't go there. Okay, just do the work.
Okay.
Keep it simple. Any other questions? No?
All right. I just want to share with Rosemary. I went to a wedding down in Maryland, and I was with my sister. And coming back, we stopped at a restaurant, and we were eating. And I felt somebody kicking my chair. And I kept turning around and looking, and there was nobody there. And I kept feeling it. And I felt somebody on the left side of me. So I had my pocketbook on my chair, and I kept looking to see somebody's there. They're going to take my pocketbook. And I went and I switched it to the other side. So finally, to the point, it was so hot and heavy, breathing on my left side. And I said to my sister, Fran, there's somebody standing behind me. I said, do you see them? I said, and I was asking her, and I expected her to tell me who it was because I felt it that visible. And when I said that, I said, oh, it's Patricia. Now, the wedding we were coming from was my cousin Tom, who got married, was his sister who passed a couple of years ago. They found her passed on the toilet, and saying that she had a heart attack, which that's not believable. But when I asked my sister, it was almost like I was asking out loud, who are you? But directing at my sister, and she said it was Patricia. And I kept turning around to look to see, because I mean, literally my chair was moving. There wasn't a person around me. So I understand that feeling that you got. I did get an answer, but I believe that, Maria, if you say, you know, if you ask, you know, and if they're not wanted, you ask them to leave. And I believe that's really the case.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
that's how it works.
Yeah. And I really thought that somebody, I mean, it was so real. And I mean, I think my chair was moving. They were kicking it so hard. And I'm like, okay. And I just moved my pocketbook to the other side, thinking that somebody is behind me, but it wasn't. And it was her. And I think she was just acknowledging that she was at the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, but sometimes it's as simple as that. You know, but we always need to ask. We always must ask, who is this? Always, right? We always want to know who's trying to connect with us. So get into that habit, Ro. That's a great story, Liz. Thank you.
It was really nice, the validation that you said. It was Patricia, you know?
Uh-huh. Yep. Good. Very good. Thank you for sharing. Yep. All right, Ro, you got that?
Yes.
Yes. Always ask. Always. Okay. Anybody else have any other questions?
I just have one more thing. My father has passed over 35 years, and within this last 2 weeks, I'm dreaming of him every night, every other night. Is this part of the 1111, or is he trying to give me a message? Or I don't know if it has part of the downgrades. I mean, up, you know.
Close your eyes for a second for me. Close your eyes. Take a breath. When you are feeling connected to your father in your dream space, what is taking place for you? What do you believe it to be?
It's a lot of commotion, and he's telling me a lot of things, and it's just a lot of busyness going around.
Okay, you didn't answer my question. Close your eyes. Take a breath. Get out of your head. What do you think he's looking for in dream space?
Almost like he's there and I've got your back almost.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that's the feeling that I'm getting, that I have your back and it will be all right.
Yeah, and if you're feeling all of that commotion, it's you. In your day-to-day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just reflecting back. So just know that he is coming through to let you know that he is there for you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody else? Any other questions before we go? No? Nobody has any? Okay. All right, guys. So thank you so much for joining me. And stay tuned. We have a lot of stuff going on. And we will, I'll get this recording out to you within the next 48 hours. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Maria. This was a great class.
Say goodbye. Everybody unmute. Say goodbye. Bye, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, Maria. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.